Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Roberto the Insect Architect. The story was written by Nina Layden. It is read today by Mommy and
Benjamin Franklin at your service.
Benjamin Franklin? I'm so delighted to meet you, Benjamin Franklin. There's so many questions that I have for you. I have so many questions for you. Will you stick around after the story and talk with me?
Yes, of course I will.
You got the answers to all my questions? I'm sure you do.
At least some of them.
I'm very excited to talk to you. And I have a story for you. Are you ready? Here we go. Even when Roberto was little, he went against the grain. Like most termites, he melted over maple and pined for pine. Oak was okay, too, but Roberto didn't eat his food. He played with it. "You're wasting a good meal," his mother said. "Don't you know there are termites starving in Antarctica?" But Roberto didn't answer. He was busy daydreaming about becoming a famous architect.
"Whoever heard of a termite who wanted to be an architect?"
the other termites snickered.
"Roberto, you should be a chef."
But Roberto didn't want to cook. He wanted to build. Hungry to start a new life, Roberto realized he had to leave. So Roberto packed his bags and took the train to Bug Central Station, in the busy, buzzing hive of the big city. The city was a place where you could build your dreams. It was a place where you could be accepted. It was a place where other termites wouldn't bug you.
Wouldn't bug you?
That's what it says. I'm sure the pun was intended. Roberto beamed hope, lit like a lit-up skyscraper. But hope didn't come cheap in the big city. Neither did a place to live. Roberto had no choice but to rent a room in a flea-bag motel run by a nervous tick. He shared a room with a family of bedbugs. Roberto introduced himself, and then he built the bedbugs their very own beds. After a good night's sleep, Roberto began to look for work as an architect. But things didn't go very well.
"Show me what you've done,"
said the architect, Hank Floyd Mite. "There are no termites in my houses," stated Fleas Vandero.
"I'm busy,"
Antonio Gaudi blurted out.
"Don't bug me."
As Roberto crawled home, feeling like a pest, he was sideswiped by a fly.
"Watch where you're going,"
he mumbled. The fly started to cry.
"But I don't have any place to go,"
she lamented. Roberto wanted to comfort her, but he was nearly nailed by a carpenter ant trying to fix a rickety shed. Then out of nowhere, Roberto was almost run over by a stampede of roaches being chased from a diner. And suddenly, a frantic ladybug flew into his arms. The ladybug cried. Roberto could see that he wasn't the only bug with problems. In fact, his problems didn't seem so big after all. Roberto wished he could do something for the others, but what could one termite do? "A lot of damage," Fleas Vandero had told him.
"I'll show old Fleas what this termite can do. I'll show them all,"
said Roberto. Back at the hotel, Roberto came up with a plan. First, he drew up some blueprints. He sketched houses and streets. He sketched stores and playgrounds. And by the time he was finished, he had sketched an entire neighborhood.
"Now I just need to find a good location,"
he declared. Roberto searched all over the city for the perfect site. He finally found an abandoned, run-down block of crumbling buildings. It was a total mess. There were piles of old wood and garbage everywhere. It was just what he was looking for. Yeah. And we can see in the picture, there are just piles of stuff.
What's that?
Looks like a little bride and groom statue. And there's a toilet, and there's an Eiffel Tower, and a baseball, and a tiny statue of a Statue of Liberty, and a slinky, and some bacon in a pan. Roberto hammered and nailed. He sawed and sanded. He worked day and night. And like a magician, he transformed the block of junk into a street of extraordinary homes. Each one was a work of art, but Roberto didn't sign his work. Instead, he anonymously sent the keys to the new owners. Then he rolled up his plans and went home. Some very surprised bugs went home, too. Tudor, the fly with no place to go, buzzed with delight.
I am a housefly again,
she declared. Then Grant, the carpenter ant, arrived. He dropped his tool belt on the front porch.
Now I have a real workshop,
he beamed. The roaches were the next ones on the scene.
You won't find us sleeping in salads anymore,
they rejoiced. Finally, Dottie, the ladybug, and her children moved into their new lair.
It's perfect,
she sighed.
It's fireproof.
And it was. In the picture we can see there's lots of stones. Quickly word spread. Everyone wanted to know who built these amazing abodes. Rumors were flying, antennae were buzzing. Barbara Waterbugs wanted an exclusive interview. Robin Leach promised to make the builder rich and famous. Stephen Shieldbug wanted the movie rights. Diane Spider searched the World Wide Web for the scoop, and the Insect Inquirer offered a reward to the first bug who brought the builder to light.
What does that mean?
They want to know who did this building. Who was it? And anybody and everybody wants to talk to that person. All day long, bounty hunting butterflies took wing. Paper wasps swarmed the streets. Bold weevils crawled out of the woodwork. But late at night, a click beetle got the shot. The next morning, headlines screamed the news. Termite chips new homes out of old blocks.
It's Roberto,
Tudor hummed.
He's our hero.
Overnight, Roberto became the talk of the town. Architects offered him jobs. Book publishers wanted his story. Ladybugs sent him love letters, and his bug buddies threw him a big bash. At the height of the party, the mayor unveiled a statue of Roberto to be placed in the city park. Wow. He's so popular.
Yeah.
Roberto built his dream. He opened his own company and became the most famous architect in the insect world. Students studied him in school, and some of his houses even became museums. But best of all, when little termites play with their food, now their parents say, "Be creative. Maybe someday you'll grow up to be just like Roberto." What do you think about that?
Yeah.
It is important to be creative because if you want to be a designer, you have to think outside the box.
And on the front page it says, "Extra, Roberto builds the first house on Mars."
Yeah. You could even build a house on Mars. Just like Roberto did. If you're a termite. and that.
Termites are like invincible.
Yeah, they live through quite a bit. But that, my friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.